Oh, I see movement. Aww. I need you to wake up slowly, pretty thing. Open your eyes with intention. Feel your breath. I need to capture your consciousness returning. Let me see the life behind your eyes. The awareness. Ah, there it is. Don't move too much. The tilt of your jaw is perfect. You look great. Be still. I need to draw this. Ah, that's it. A feast for the senses. The look of shock on your face as you see the chain. Eyes wide, mouth open as you feel its weight on your ankle. Ah, look at me. Look right here. The lighting is perfect. You're doing great. You ruin things for me when you talk. You have questions, I'm sure. Who are you? Why am I chained up and left out in the forest? Ugh. Small talk like that is tedious, don't you think? No. Shh, don't answer that question. It was rhetorical. Just keep laying there and looking pretty. The shadows falling on your legs are a thing of beauty. You're very persistent. This was so much easier when you were unconscious. Fine. If you stand up and face me, I will indulge your tedium. You're not in any danger, no. You're just a captive. It's a beautiful day out. Relax. Listen to the birds. Luxuriate in being adored and sketched by a powerful witch. It's not so bad. These dramatics don't suit you. Oh, and so you stand. Well, you are built different. The ratio of your torso to your legs is lovely. Oh, fine then, your questions. I am Miller, a witch. You are my ideal subject. Last night, I lightly kidnapped you. Yes, when you were headed to the stables to feed your horse. Of course I made sure your horse was fed before dragging you off. Oh, I would never disrespect someone's familiar like that. They're very noble animals. Then you napped like a cat in the morning sunshine while I did some sketching and tied you up. And here we are. I'm sure that's all the information you need. Now, please turn so I can see your profile and come a bit closer. What? Why are you being obstinate? Do as I say. I'm a powerful witch, and I chained you up. And now you fall silent. That's very mature. What is it? Are you hungry? I will conjure you some scones and tea after you show me your profile. Don't make me get up. The lighting is perfect here. Ugh, I despise suffering for my art. Are you walking in a circle so that I can only see the back of your head? Stop this at once. I will not be bullied by an uncooperative subject. Fine. What? What is it? Why did I lightly kidnap you specifically? Well, you're my ideal. Your bones are incredible. The color of your eyes, the slope of your eyelashes, the way the sunlight hits your hair. Ugh, it's breathtaking. You make me sick with want. And you have no idea the effect you have. Oh, and now you turn to face me. See, I'm no villain. I'm just overcome. You see, I'm really being very sweet. If I capture you completely in my sketchbook, I can make a copy of you. That's why I've only lightly kidnapped you. I'm going to let you go after. Oh yes, it's a very complicated spell. I'll need to travel from the city to get clay from the ocean, and I'll take a lock of your hair as well before setting you free. Now that you know, turn around and show me that beautiful profile. Aww, and turn that frown upside down. Really, there's no need to be difficult. You should be flattered someone found you beautiful enough to recreate you. Now, no more talking. Oh, you're coming closer to me. You're so brave. Let me drink in all of your details. I adore the shape of your nose. Let me kiss you so I can feel the shape of your lips against my own. Delightful. Oh, don't worry. I'll compensate you for your time, for the kidnapping. Do you like nice things? I could craft a magic saddle that would make you impossible to unhorse. You deserve something made from black leather and straps. It would suit you. Or I could make you a pair of boots that would leave healing flowers in the wake of your every step. What color are the flowers? Whatever color you want. I'll give you anything except your freedom at this moment. Think about it while I finish my sketch, won't you? Good. I'm going to hold your chin for a moment. Look deeply into my eyes and relax. I said my eyes, pretty thing, not my lips. Look up. Good. Now be still as I move you from left to right. Be conscious of your breath. I want to capture you like this. Relaxed. Take a deep breath in and pull your shoulders up to your ears. Now relax. And lower them with your exhale. Feel your shoulder blades rolling down your back. You're doing very well. You take direction like a figure model. What? Just keep you? What nonsense. Surely you don't mean that. One little breathing exercise and you're ready to just give yourself to any witch who will hold your chin. Don't you have any sense of self-preservation? I lead a dangerous life, you pretty thing. Oh, yes, I do. I have enemies older than your mother. Yeah, I'd have to meet your mother to confirm. How charming. You're very sweet. It wouldn't be fair to subject you to my life and my sinful whims. Surely you deserve better. Someone who matches your sweetness. You've been single for years. Oh, shush. Just be still. I'll make my own version of you without subjecting you to my dangerous life. Without endangering you. You're a work of art. Something very unique. I'd never forgive myself if I was responsible for your injury or your end. Are you flirting with me? Stop it. I am immune to your charm. What am I afraid of? Take that back. You have a bold mouth for someone who's chained by my magic. Well, not that you made a point, but let's say I consider this. The idea of a more permanent kidnapping between us. Do you snore? My replica wouldn't. I see. And what do you like to eat? You can cook. Oh, I've never had a knack for it. Potions are much easier for me. Well, you are certainly very charming, and the spell is very tedious. Very well. I can't deny that I want you. This won't be a normal relationship, though. I own you, body and soul. And I'm keeping the chain on, but I'm going to spoil you rotten. Come along. We'll get your horse. Then we start the rest of our life together.